Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, because Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Where's your name tag? How dare you sit there and not have a name tag? Everybody else, people in seats that are farther away have name tags than the guy in the catbird seat. Got the best seat for the game and doesn't have a name tag. But, you know, now you know. Next time, just, even if it's as crude as what Wilder has done, where he took a napkin and wrote his name on it and then put it on his knee in a very suggestive way. It has given me about about a quarter of a boner. Because I'm a male heterosexual, but still a sign on somebody's knee. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Los Angeles a few days before you get to hear it, if you're listening to it. Those of you that are here get to hear it now. It's May 25th, 2010, the year of John Lithgow, and thank you. Thank you to everyone who came to see and everyone who works at, I was at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale, California over the weekend, and a lot of podcast listeners came out, and a lot of podcast listeners work at that club, so that was exciting. And thanks to everyone who came to the Friday the 13th 3D screening last night in Los Angeles at CineFamily that we did with Larry Zerner, who you may recall. Won the audience, bidding to, through Comedy Death Ray and Scott Aukerman, he made the highest bid to appear on my podcast and gave a lot of money to the LA Food Bank, and then he gave some more money to the LA Food Bank last night. So go to Twitter and find at Zerner Law, and that's Larry Zerner's name, and he was Shelley in Friday the 13th, and he's also a entertainment lawyer. So if you have any entertainment law questions, at Zerner Law would be happy to field them, I'm sure. Now I'd like to do a quick special announcement with, let's bring out Matt Belknap from AST Records and, of course, the Never Not Funny podcast.
Hello.
You know him, you love him. Hi. And he's here in person, really quite bearded.
Yeah.
Very, very beardy. And
it's beard season.
It is?
not really.
Okay. So you want to have a big manly beard when Sex and the City 2 comes out. That's that's important. But the podcast is now called Doug Loves Movies. It used to be called something else. Let's not even get into that. It used to be called Voldemort. So with the new name, we need a... What, Matt?
A new logo.
We need a logo for on iTunes and wherever else.
On the website. There's a new website, douglovesmovies.com. That's kind of basic right now. We're going to be working on
it. Yeah, we're going to work on that.
But it starts with a logo.
By we, I mean you.
Yeah, so if you have
skills. We need a new logo.
Yeah, if you're a graphic designer or even if you just like to play around with Photoshop, you know, if you want to enter this contest, we'll probably give away some prizes, right?
Yeah, we'll give like some CDs and shirts and stuff to whoever creates a logo that Matt and I will be the judges on this. The two of us agree it will best suit our needs.
Yeah.
And let's say 2 weeks from now, on the two episodes away from now,
right.
We will announce a winner.
And what is that? Is that June 7th?
You know what? If you're gonna be, what if we want to do it on June 14th? Let's not get crazy.
Okay, it's up
and,
to you.
And I don't even know if June 7th is a Tuesday. I don't think it is.
I think it is. I think the 31st is Memorial Day.
No, people in the audience are saying no. You idiot.
Whatever the second Tuesday and the 8th. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Matt, for that exciting announcement.
But I got to give the specs.
That's
the
important.
Technical
people need to
details.
Know how big it needs to be.
Well, first of all, send your entries to web@douglovesmovies.com. That's where you can contact us. And if you can make it a minimum of 600 by 600 pixels, send it to us in a JPEG format. That'd be great. And that's all you need to know to enter.
Now, say it again in English. All right, so do that, you guys.
Yeah.
Send those in, and that'll be cool to have a new logo created by someone who listens to this shit.
Yeah.
And one of the three guests tonight, as I segue into bringing out the guests, is not here yet.
Let me go find that out.
Yeah. Okay. If that person isn't here, just come back out.
Boom.
With the other two guests. My guest tonight, Matt Belknap, everybody, might be coming back. He might be joining us again. And also look for on Twitter, someone wrote to me, someone named Nicole L. Oh, damn it. I had it written down somewhere. But someone wrote to me on Twitter saying you should tweet pick a picture of the microphones that you guys use, because the comics always come out and talk about these weird microphones and the listeners don't know what they look like. So look for that on my Twitter sometime soon. I took a picture before the show tonight, and some morning I'll wake up all hungover in a haze, and I will notice I took that picture, and then I will send it out for all to see. But speaking of AST Records, which we were when I brought Matt out, my guests tonight are all members of the AST Records family. Please welcome recording artists from AST Records, Kyle Kinane, Jen Kirkman. That's hard to say Kyle Kinane and Jen Kirkman back to back. Kyle Kinane, Jen Kirkman, and Greg Proops. Let's hear it for them. They're all here. Matt Belknap's going to join us because Jen Kirkman. And I'm also going to ask Matt, what time did she think this was going to happen?
7:30.
You told her.
Yeah, that's right, isn't it?
Because you made the call. I didn't actually talk to her.
I'm going to text her.
Oh, let's do that right now. That'll be fun.
That'll I tried be exciting to backstage, to... but it was you were too quick.
Oh, sorry. I didn't have anything else to say. Wanted to get Greg and Kyle out here and Jen's replacement. Matt Beardknap. I totally want to sleep in your beard. I wouldn't
what
kill
about Kyle? Kyle's got a much better sleeping beard than me.
Well, that's luxurious.
I'd give Kyle a sleep number of about 74. And Matt's is an 82, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, it looks really comfortable. The gray one. That was Greg Proops laughing. Just to make everybody clear whose voice is whose. Have you been to the cinema lately, Greg?
I haven't. I also would never grow facial hair in case anyone's ever worried. I would look so rabbinical that it wouldn't even be funny. Yeah.
You would definitely look like a magic act might happen.
He's a master of illusion, or is he? I went to see The Wizard of Oz. It's a new picture.
What?
At the cemetery last week.
Hollywood
Forever, a week before.
Interesting.
That was the last picture I went to the movies to see.
You went with the wife to see that?
I went with the wife.
Yeah, it sounds like a real fun couples thing to do. Let's go to the cemetery and watch Wizard of Oz.
You know, you can...
A lot of the flying monkeys are buried at Hollywood Forever, I think.
That's a true fact. You can watch at home where you have your own bodies buried, or you can go to the public place where all the bodies are buried.
And was it a big turnout for Wizard of Oz in the cemetery?
It was a little too much for me, I'll be quite honest. I love going there, but when it first started, it was fun. And now about 1 billion people came, so it was super crowded. And then when the picture started, someone had a laser pointer.
Are you kidding me?
No, at the bloody... It's
did you go into a time machine movie funeral?
It was so San Francisco ghetto 1988.
But that means somebody waited 2 hours to get in to still use that laser pointer. You got to give them some credit.
It's a total moviegoer's event. People booed him down. So the first time I thought, okay.
That's the only thing that was wrong with Wizard of Oz is that laser pointers didn't exist when it was first released.
That is the only thing wrong with it.
Okay, so having seen it again recently as a full-blown adult.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you. What do you think of it?
How does it hold up?
Yeah, what do you think?
I like the picture. I've always liked the picture. And I really like the flying monkeys because I think they're wild. And when they take off from...
That's
when
the
queen goes...
description.
When she goes, you know, when the witch goes, go get them, you know, and they leap right off the parapet and into the sky and whatnot. Also, they make the most horrible noise when they're about to attack them in the forest. They're so... fantastically good.
Extremely terrifying, those things. Like, children lose their minds.
I wouldn't let a 5-year-old watch the movie. There's a green lady who says to the star of the movie, this is how long you have to live, and it's not long. And then flips the thing over. When you're 5, you're like, she's going to be killed. There's really nothing
like
has
like sand
you.
Through the hourglass, yeah. So is the day of your life.
You're not led that there's going to be a happy ending the first time you see it. Of course, knowing the ending, I was still surprised.
I just, you know, you just don't expect that bucket of water to be there. I'm sure 1 million comics have mentioned that.
I think what I love about the movie the most is the total, there's no logic to it at all. It's very much like a hallucination. Everything in the movie just happens and it carries on happening.
Yeah, come on, let's go down this road.
Right. No one ever stops and goes,
shit happens down this road, but let's go down there anyway. I'm in a completely different world, but this road will take me home. And a request. I need to make a request to go home.
Right.
What is this, Southwest Airlines? Was Judy Garland in the B group? So Jen Kirkman is here.
Hello.
As played by Matt Belknap.
How are you doing?
What's it like being a woman in comedy? Oh,
with that weird
you
beard.
You don't even know, Greg. You don't even know.
So what did she say when you texted her? Anything?
She hasn't texted back.
Maybe she thinks it's next Tuesday.
I saw her yesterday. Weird. If I'd known, I would have axed her.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, this was very last minute.
There's it was. You probably got the confirmation with her at about 2 this afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
So that seems like plenty of time to get it together. I mean, I don't want to talk shit about her because she's nice enough to say yes,
yeah.
Not nice enough to actually arrive.
There's a dichotomy there.
Or she's dead somewhere.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I hope that's
oh,
not
oh, no. Doug made it true.
Man, if wishes were Kirkman's.
So let's go down to, I could ask Matt anyway in place of Jen. I'm glad you're here. And what movies have you seen lately?
None, really.
So all right, Kyle.
That's how useless I am.
Kyle Kinane, another member of the AST Records family.
Yeah, I'm...
First record, Death to the Party?
Death of the Party.
Death of the Party.
Thanks for
it's
doing
not a
research.
Political thing. I did the research, I looked at it,
really
didn't
feels
remember
like a
it right.
Up here.
I like it. I like the cover. Is it kind of a scary visage of your face?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it says "Death to the Party." In my version.
It's a preposition.
The one that you got, it says that.
In your version.
Yeah. What have you seen lately, Kyle?
I think I watched Cannonball Run again.
You think you did? Yeah. Maybe it was Cannonball Run 2. Or Gumball Rally.
What was the John Candy one that came out in the 80s?
Sorry, can I still?
Oh, Jeff Kirkman, hey! Everybody. Get the fuck out of here, Matt Belknap. That was adorable. She came in saying, I'm sorry, everybody.
My phone died, and then I was also in traffic from Santa Monica, and I was in the car like freaking out, thinking a charger would appear if I kept looking. Continue. Hi.
She made it, everybody.
I don't think that was me that yelled F you, Greg Proops. Were you saying it was at Paul F. Tompkins' show?
Yeah.
When was that?
December, maybe? Or when?
Oh,
was,
maybe I was
January.
There.
It was you.
Okay, never mind.
It was you.
Okay.
You yelled, fuck you, Greg Proops?
He said you were drunk. I go, I don't think I've been drunk at the New Largo because there's no alcohol there.
And I said, there's a bar
next door. I think you can make it work, yeah.
No. I said, when the bar is 30 yards away, it's pretty easy.
Oh, well.
Maybe you weren't drunk. Maybe you were just wildly impetuous.
It could be. I'm sorry either way. I was trying to get out of it.
Well, if you guys haven't seen it, Jen, her drunkenness is on absolute display in the drunk history bits on Funny or Die, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And on HBO. And so you genuinely got drunk for those.
Yes.
And then described history, specifically Lincoln and Douglas.
Lincoln and Frederick Douglass, yeah.
Yeah, and then they are portrayed by Will Ferrell and Don Cheadle.
And
yeah.
Speaking of
who
movies,
just say your drunken words.
And it won the Sundance Jury Prize for Best Short Film 2010.
Yeah.
I have nothing to do with that, by the way.
What do you mean you had nothing to do with it? You're the drunk.
No, I know, but I said Jeremy Connor who did it. Like, it's their thing.
But did they know that you're hilarious describing stuff when you're drunk? Or did they just guess that it would be good enough?
No, they were friends of mine, so I think they had
an idea.
Yeah. But they called me from Sundance, and they're like, I can't believe this one. Like, there are films like, My Child Was Killed in Afghanistan, you know?
But, was Don Cheadle in that?
He's in that, too.
Hotel Afghanistan?
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
You didn't interrupt. I'm glad you made it. We were speculating that you might be dead.
Don't say we.
Doug was
It was 100% me. These guys totally hoped you're still alive.
We were voting against
we
it.
We had faith.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you didn't say, she's probably dead, and that'd be awesome. Like, you know you were, yeah.
I said it, I was very concerned. And these guys made wishes for you to be alive, and then it came true. So they wasted wishes. You were just in traffic.
It was bad. I'm sorry. I don't mean
no,
to be rude.
It's all right. You know, this thing has to start on time, though, because we always precede the Comedy Death Ray, and we don't want to, you know, push them back too far because they're nice enough to let us do that. Have you been to the cinema lately?
I saw Iron Man 2.
Yeah? How'd that work out for you?
Well, I'm in love with Robert Downey Jr., so really anything he does, I'm fine with. But I thought he did a great job, and I had an argument with a friend, and as comedians, maybe we can discuss it. That scene where he gets drunk at the party and puts on the Iron Man suit... Did you not see it?
I haven't seen it, no.
Oh, he gets drunk at his own party, and he puts on his Iron Man suit, and he's like, he's dying, so he thinks that he needs to whoop it, you know, live it up.
Yeah.
And my friend was like, as a comedian, you should have been like, that scene wasn't funny. And I'm like, well, I thought he did a good job being a drunk, and it was funny, but not like funny for me, like I'm dying laughing, but it did a good job portraying the awkwardness of the drunk boss. And you have all these dumb girls at the party who it doesn't affect them. And they're like, yeah, egging him on. But the people in his life are trying to get him to stop.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just thought it was interesting. I mean, that's all.
It was good. It was like all the... that was one of the better parts of the movie, I'd say.
Right. And he puts the suit on, which is kind of neat. Like, because he's such a human superhero that puts a thing on. He doesn't turn into anything. So it's like, this could affect him if he uses it wrong. And it did. And we saw it happen. And I'm sick of getting... crap about liking that movie. I mean, I don't love it. I'm not going to defend it.
Wait, what about Sherlock Holmes?
I loved it.
Well, there you go.
He was so
you just like him in anything.
I just want to make up words for him in that movie. Like, he's so foppy and boppy and cute. I don't know. I loved it.
Wow.
I think two of those were real words.
Oh.
But yeah, he... I find him incredibly compelling, and I wish there was more of him in Iron Man 2, because when you do see it, Craig, on a plane, you'll notice that there's a lot of scenes that he's not in.
Yeah. But we can agree, Scarlett Johansson was dynamic and incredible.
How is Gwyneth Paltrow? Because there's a movie I was watching last night. I was watching Perfect Murder, the Gwyneth Paltrow one.
Mm-hmm, with Michael Douglas?
Yeah. And like, there's a scene where she does the most vacant look I think I've ever seen anyone do in a movie when you're supposed to be doing a character at one point. She's in a bath and like, he's going to threaten her, and she just went like, glurr. Like, wow. You're acting below ho-hos. It's the only movie where you're rooting for the murderer till the very end. And then she takes out the gun and puts three in him, and then you're like, okay, she's all right. But up until then, you're like, oh, if she gets killed, she's kind of a bummer.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't remember that movie too well, so that's a sign.
I watch
right
it all the time. I watch it for the clothes. That's how sad I am. I watch it for the apartment they live in and the clothes.
That's like me with Devil Wears Prada. I cry that scene where she keeps changing outfits as she's walking across the street. Like, I sob.
Yes.
It's just so beautiful.
Oh, no.
Really?
When she walks through the door and the outfit changes as she crosses the wall, and it's just beautiful clothing and purses.
Yeah, like, she knows outfits now. She really learned.
Oh, she's just owning it, and it's wonderful.
Job.
And there's nothing wrong with style, you know?
That brings me back to Cannonball Run, which is where...
Cannonball Run, there's nothing wrong with style.
I will watch movies because of luggage and stuff. I really will.
Oh, you must love Joe versus the Volcano. That's got an amazing luggage scene where the guy's just like, you need this luggage.
Yeah, there's some superb bags in that movie. One night on Turner Classic, they showed movies all night that were based on an elevator that was in the movie. And I'm not kidding. There was a really good Ray Milland one called The Big Clock, and then Dark Passage, because they stay in a building where it's got a bitching Art Deco elevator. And I thought, this is a thinner premise than Doug Benson's I Love Movies for a theme tonight, and I love it. Movies with elevators in them? Wow.
I'm going to make that the theme for a Leonard Maltin game in the future.
Yes, please.
Movies with elevators in them.
Well,
I could just pick a bunch
of
movies.
Die Hard, right? There's like there's
of
lots of good elevator movies. Speed has a major elevator scene in it.
Shaft. I get high and this is what I do. This is what happens. Ah! I saw Oceans. I saw that. That was the movie that Graham Elwood and I were on the road in Sunnyvale, and that was the only movie we could agree on.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to see Robin Hood. And
that's
no
not
way
the first Oceans in the series of 13, right? That has nothing to do with it.
Oceans is just George Clooney pulling scams by himself. That's a better joke than the one I was about to say.
If I only had a dozen guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
Someday.
What is Oceans? Is it? It's not that one about the seals. That's the cove, right, or whatever, or the whales and whatnot.
I think it was dolphins that were being killed in the cove, but.
Dolphins. Yeah.
Dolphin.
But no, Oceans was every year on Earth Day, Disney puts out a new movie about something aspect of the Earth. Like next year, it's going to be a movie about lions.
called Pause.
No, it's called like I forget the name already, but it was a trailer before Oceans, and then at the end they go on Earth Day in 2011, and I was like, quick, get me a pencil.
We ate lion. Things
lion
are
movie.
Desperate. That's like the name of the movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's got a weird title, like Meerkat Manor, but with lions. And. So Oceans is just basically 2 hours of, you know, a pre-oil spill footage of animals cavorting and killing each other in the oceans, and it's pretty entertaining. If
now
you're
they're useful
wasted.
Receptacles,
yeah. What?
Now the animals are useful receptacles for crude, and they can be squeezed, and the oil can be taken out. Walk it the fuck off. And I didn't see the cove either with the dolphins.
Sushi will be half price if you have to wring it out yourself. If you have
honestly.
To take a napkin like you do with pizza and just stick it on the sushi, just dab it a bunch of times, that'll get rid of it.
Get this 30 weight off my rice here.
I think that's something that Jackie Chan says in the new Karate Kid. Get that 30 good. Weight off my rice.
Oh, how much do you hate that little shit Smith? He's an asshole already. I hate that kid. I hate him so much.
What is he? What
he really
a
is?
He's just
he's
a
cocky. He's got the Jada and no. Will cocky gene no. for
he's
sure.
He's got that with a dash of Scientology because they do that shit to him. Okay, so he thinks he's an adult in his fucked up Suri Cruz head. Like they both think they're adults. I hate them. I just.
They should get married and start having babies.
They should get married and just fight each other, and I'll watch it. And when they're both dying, I won't stop either one of them.
Yeah, for the record, you're not drunk now.
I'm just angry.
You get to watch the demise of a child star. I mean, that's fun.
No.
You get to follow the path, you know,
I'll
the whole
like
timeline.
And when he's on drugs and like dying at the Oakwood, I'll love him. But now he's just a little cock.
So you're a fair weather fan, is what you're saying.
I haven't seen either of the movies he's been in their entirety, the Happiness one or the Spaceship remake.
Oh, Happiness
remake.
I liked.
Which was
you did?
Was that the one with
you
the
liked
apple?
Him in that? Pursuit of Happiness?
Yeah, I did, because I was broke at the time. I wasn't working, and I was on the couch, and it just gave me hope, and then I got a job a week later, so it was kind of nice.
I just thought it was odd that someone couldn't spell happiness, but they could spell pursuit. That seemed like a weird... There's a weird disconnect
there. It was like a prequel
there.
To all the Tea Party signs that make no sense, that are misspelled in your princess. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
A new, yeah.
This well. Isn't I Love Politics. Now, Kyle and Jen are first-time guests on the show, and I didn't mean to, you know, bring you up against a titan like Greg Proops, but... How do you guys feel about if we play a round of the Leonard Maltin game now?
I love that game. I'm going to suck at it, but I love it.
Oh, okay, good. Kyle?
Yeah. Same answer.
I got lucky last time. I had just seen the movie that we did, I think. Fast Times or something.
Oh, okay. Well, that worked out.
Because I really stay up on the new films, as I think everyone's noticed. I haven't seen Twilight, and I'm not going to for two reasons. One, I'm not a 9-year-old who's taken a blow to the head with a croquet mallet. And two, I'm cool. Thank you, and good night.
You mean you're not going to see the next Twilight?
Whatever.
Because the third in the series is coming out soon.
I'm still watching Love at First Bite, as you can gather.
The Twilight series is like, it keeps getting like a little bit better because there's more action in each one, yeah. And more people turning into things. But that's not much of a compliment. No. I'm not,
so
I'm
you
not
have
excited
to watch
about the
it.
Next one. No, I don't. I haven't. Those are. I saw the first two on planes and probably napped a little. Probably checked out for a few minutes here and there. I'm going to do a new exciting twist on the Leonard Maltin game. Wow, people resist change so much, and yet you're not going to vote for the incumbent in November. I know that. All right, no. It's a minor change. It's nothing to get too worked up about. It's just that most people don't know what year movies came out. I mean, it's a helpful clue, but I don't think it's a good way. I'm just guessing it's not a good way to start off the game. What I'm going to do is I'm going to let the first person each time pick which category the movie is from in case they have more knowledge about one thing than another and have more of an idea which way it might be heading. And I think that'll make it more fun for all of us. And if it doesn't, I'll go back to the old way next week.
Exciting.
Yeah. It's a great thing about having my own show. I'm doing what I want. Let's start with Jen.
Okay.
And then we'll move in the direction of Kyle and then Greg.
All right.
We're going to go around that way like we're passing a joint. That's the correct direction, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Clockwise.
Yeah. Okay,
it's
so...
It's not a rule, it's a guideline.
Jen Kirkman, would you like us to play a movie that's a musical? Or a movie that takes place over the holidays? A holiday movie, if you will?
Uh-huh.
Or a movie that takes place in San Francisco?
Holiday.
Boom, here we go. See, that was also, like, people hem and haw over what year. She just fucking spit it right out.
I probably would have been that way with the year, too. I'm pretty sure of myself.
Really?
I just thought that'd be funny to say. This audience doesn't like confidence. They're like, ooh, that doesn't go with what I relate to. So I'll stop doing that.
All right. Would you like... Would you like a holiday movie from 2004, 1988, or 2003? See, I'll change the rules for comedy.
2003.
Here we go. Our good friend Len Maltin, one-time guest on the show, never to return, gives this holiday movie 3 stars. Hmm. And it's from 2003. And I'll give you one quick clue from the...
It's in color.
All right.
It's a talkie.
The polar bear cub, the polar bear cub, is voiced by stop motion master Ray Harryhausen. That clue doesn't help me at all.
Polar
bear. Anything yet? A polar bear club. Don't say polar bear express. I will jump over there and murder you if you say that.
I was gonna.
It's too early to guess. Oh. We got a bid on how many names you think you can get it in.
And, oh, that's right.
Yeah, and you've got 15 names.
Oh, kittens.
Yeah. So how many names do you think it would take you, Jen Kirkman, to guess this 2003
eight.
Holiday movie?
Eight
she can
names.
Do it in 8 names. Kyle, do you want her to do that, or do you think you can do it in less names?
Hell, let's go with 7 names.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Greg Proops?
Oh, I'll say 6.
Okay, Jen, it's back to you.
8 names.
You have to go 5 or say Greg Proops, name that movie.
Greg Proops, name that movie.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. 6 names. The first name is just a voice in the movie.
Yes, Ray Harryhausen.
I don't know. No. No, there's for some reason there's a couple voices in this movie. It's voice of Leon Redbone.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, I've seen this movie. That does not help me at all. And then you get 5 more names, and they are John Favreau, Kyle Gass, Andy Richter, Michael Lerner, Clint Howard. That's 5 more names.
And it has polar bears in it?
It has a polar bear cub who's voiced by stop-motion master Ray Harryhausen.
Oh, thank goodness I know that.
But all those people were in it. Oh, you know Jen thinks she knows it, but don't say it, because Greg has to give up first. Thinking. It's a holiday movie from 2003.
It's not Christmas with the Cranks.
Is that your guess?
No. I was just padding for time there. Golly, I don't know. It's one of those animated stop-ass, half-ass things. I don't know. I give up.
Just for fun, Jen, do you know it?
I know the movie.
What is it?
Elf.
That's correct.
Elf.
Yeah, it goes on. Amy Sedaris, Peter Dinklage, Faze on Love.
Andy Richter. That's
Leon Redbone was the snowman, wasn't he?
I saw no, that.
I don't know.
I was high on a plane. I don't remember it.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Steenburgen yeah, was even... in it. James Caan. Will Ferrell.
Drat.
All right.
Wow.
So,
I can't believe
well, either
this.
Way, you get the point.
It's
that
like
was masterful play on
yeah.
your part.
Wow.
I love it. Let's go to Kyle.
Wow.
Jen is on the board. She's got 1 point. All you need is 2 to win. That's fucked up. This game is bullshit, says the leader. I'm winning and I don't like it.
How do you not get it at Favreau? No offense.
I don't know. I totally panicked. When you said Favreau and Andy Richter, I was like, oh, duh, that's who's in the movie.
I heard Leon Redbone. It was just the theme song to Mr. Belvedere. Going
right.
Streaks on the china, never mattered before.
Who cares?
When the, you walk through the door, something about your jacket.
That wiped out any thought I had.
Drop kick your jacket.
All right. Which is a great expression, drop kick your jacket. That's the next Kyle Kinane album. It's going to be called that. It's the sequel to Death of the Party.
I'll kick the jacket.
That's really cool.
All right. So, Kyle, let's pick between musicals, the aforementioned, yeah. San Francisco movies, and movies that begin with the letter L.
Let's go with letter L, yeah.
Yeah, right? That's a great clue.
Yeah.
That's good.
Gets you off on a nice start. Would you like it to be from 1976 or 2006?
2006.
All right, here we go. Begins with the letter L. Len gives it 2.5 stars. I'd say that's accurate or maybe even a little generous. It's from 2006, and It has a challenging puzzle-like script, is never dull, but is too self-consciously clever. A great clue if I've ever heard one. Because there's only one movie that would describe. And there are 10 names, Kyle. Kyle Kinane.
10 names. I'm naming them 10 names.
Nice. Nice opening bid. Let's go to Greg Proops.
I'll try 9, Doug.
Okay.
I'll say 8.
You guys are the best competitors we've ever had. Kyle says 7.
But on a 7.
Craig?
Oh, I chewed it last time. I'm going to let Kyle go on 7.
Oh, Kyle has to get it in 7. Here we go. Name that movie, Kyle. I'll give you the clues again. It's from 2006. 2.5 stars, says Len. Begins with the letter L. Challenging puzzle-like script.
That's
never
not
dull.
Helping me, yeah.
And there are 10 names, and you get 6 of them?
6.
Robert Forster. Mikkel T. Williamson. Or Mikkel T. Williamson, however you want to say it. Kevin Chamberlain. Danny Aiello. Stanley Tucci. Yeah, Tucci. And your 6th name is Lucy Liu. People are whispering. So there's some idea out there in the audience what this might be. Do you have any idea?
I can only think of the movie Leviathan right now.
Well, you know, at least that's a pretty good guess because it does begin with L.
That's it.
If you just said, I can only think of True Grit, I'd be like,
what
the fuck is wrong with
that? Just do one thought at a time.
Lucy Liu, I think, is the best clue of that batch. That gives it away to some people. He's really concentrating.
Yeah, what happens if I don't get it?
Greg gets a point because he made you name it.
Kill Bill has a lot of L's in it.
But it doesn't have Stanley Tucci, Danny Aiello, Kevin Chamberlain, Mikkel T. Williamson, or Robert Foster. Or any of the other 4 names on this list.
I got nothing.
All right.
I got nothing.
Well, so, Jen, I mean, Greg gets the point, but it's the rest of the names are Ben Kingsley, Morgan Freeman, Bruce Willis, and Josh Hartnett.
Oh, wow.
Lucky number 11.
Woo!
An audience member said it. Yeah, right?
I never heard of it.
Never heard of it?
No, I don't think so.
Well, they should have called you. I don't know how movies have the nerve to come out without getting at least an email off to Jen Kirkman.
Why was it Slevin? Why is that?
Because, like, on the poster, the L is like a 7.
But my mom used to call 7-Eleven Slevin.
Oh, so just you can't even guess the name of a movie your mother inspired? What kind of... No, okay, it's called Lucky Number 11, and then Leonard says, challenging puzzle-like script is never dull, but too self-consciously clever. And the title is as well, so it works out perfectly. All right, Greg has 1 point, Jen has 1 point, and...
goose egg.
Kyle's got the goose egg, but anything could happen. Jen is going to start us off on this one. Again, we go to musicals, or tearjerkers... or stoner movies, which are probably, if
How
I remember
many
correctly,
there?
Movies that are either about stoners or fun to watch while stoned.
But you don't know. Is that is
category.
A difference.
Which is all movies, right?
That's a big category. Pretty much. I won't.
Well,
I don't
I
enjoy
say,
everything when I'm stoned.
I
want to
say musicals, but I think it'll be hard because the side play. I'm going to go with stoner
movies. Yeah, talk
movies.
Us through it.
I'm
going to
go with stoner movies in honor of the show.
Oh, I like that.
Kiss ass.
Would you like that movie to be from 2009, 2008, or 1998?
98.
Here we go. Stoner movie from 98. 2.5 stars from Lead Malton. I may have even done this one on the show before, and this is outrageous that it only gets 2.5 stars. It's from 1998, and the clue is Turturro, as in John Turturro. I shouldn't have even told you which Turturro. Could be Aida. Turturro is a standout, is the clue I'm going to give you for this movie.
So we already know who's in it?
You do know one person who's in it. Unless he's a standout by not participating. Oh, if only Turturro was in this. And there are 13 names. Start the bidding.
And this is a stoner movie.
JK.
I can do it in six.
Six names, she says. What do you think, KK?
Let's go five.
Five names, GP.
I'll go four because I pussed out last time.
Okay, we'll name that movie then, Greg Proops.
Oh, name that movie, Greg Proops. I think you have not a good chance at this. No, actually, there's something that might help you.
It's a stoner movie, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
2.5 stars.
Yeah, sure.
It's a 3.5. It's a 4. People are agreeing, you know, because they already know what it is. And it's a 4, and it's from 1998. I like that. Jen Kirkman policing the crowd. Most of my guests don't do that. They don't shush the crowd.
No, she's sexy when she's strict, man. That is awesome.
She cleaned her glasses, and she's ready to go. The names are Tara Reid, Ben Gazzara, David Thewlis, and the aforementioned John Turturro.
Tara Reid?
Is 11th bill.
That's at the apex of her career, 98. It's a stoner movie.
What does apex mean?
Summit.
Not start?
Summit. The K2 of her career. Can I have the cast again? It was Tara Reid. I kind of panicked after Tara Reid.
Ben Gazzara, David Thewlis, awesome British actor, and then John Turturro.
You fucked up because you know it, don't you?
No, I thought it was something else in the year.
Oh, now you
I
don't know. And it's a stoner movie, and I'm completely baffled.
You're going to be mad when you find out what it is.
The Island of Dr. Moreau, which it isn't.
I'll give you the rest of the names, and you can name it that way. Sam Elliott, Flea, Philip Seymour Hoffman, David Huddleston, Peter Stormare, Steve Buscemi, Julianne Moore, John Goodman.
And it's the Jeff Big Lebowski. Only the most famous stoner movie of the last 20 years.
It's probably the one that might pop into your head when we're talking about stoner movies. Yeah, that or Cheech and Chong shit.
Awesome that I fumbled it and I'm not even high. If I was high, I'd be like, oh, it's too high, I didn't remember.
You overthought.
Just like, I'm
you
an
overthought.
Idiot.
Wait, what was the movie?
Big Lebowski.
Oh, yeah, that's something that always gets lost on me.
I mean, you don't get it?
I've seen it like once. I'm not obsessed with it. I wouldn't know everyone's name. And I was thinking it was Dazed and Confused because I would go see it every day my first year of college. But I forgot my first year of college was 92, not 98. And I was so fucking knowing it was Dazed and Confused that that's why I was like, he won't get it in two. And then I was going to, damn it.
A lot of inner monologue.
Yeah. There's a lot going on.
I wanted to win so bad.
I think everybody has a point.
Choose audience.
No,
right?
I still don't have any points.
Oh my god, can you believe I didn't do that again? I didn't pick people for you guys to play for in the audience, but it'll be the first three people here that have name tags on. Because people actually wore name tags. I mentioned it at the top of the show, and then I forgot to get them involved.
I should play
in the
for Jack, because my name's Jay, Kyle, Kat, K, and then E, Ezra, but G is near E.
There's an inescapable logic that's not happening there.
We got that.
I'm just
going to
say whoever gets mine has got to be pretty excited so far with my track record tonight.
But wait a second. So, but Jen just won, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Who did you pick?
How did I win if he named Big Lebowski and I only named one?
I didn't get it till he gave me the whole cast.
You were thinking so hard that you missed the part where he
won,
didn't
so
get
what does he get?
Some awesome prizes. Which one did you pick, Ezra?
No, I picked Jack because our names begin with J.
Oh, okay. Congratulations, Jack. You are a winner.
Can't believe I won.
Yeah. You did a great job. I can't believe I didn't know the game was over when it was. And I didn't pick contestants. But other than that, I think the new wrinkle worked out swimmingly. I like the new the new thing. So you win a Too Trunk to Dweet t-shirt, and then you win the AST Guests on This Show collection. You get Jen Kirkman's album, Self-Help, Kyle Kinane's album, Death of the Party, and Greg Proops' album, Elsewhere, along with, everybody knows, Doug Benson, Professional Humoridian. You win all of those CDs. Congratulations. Come shop at astrecords.com. There's lots of other good comedy records on there.
Oh, can I plug our thing?
Yes, please.
Speaking of AST Records, which is a marvelous label, Paul Tompkins and I are doing an EP. We're hosting, I think, next week's Comedy Death Ray to launch. We're both launching EPs of this. Our joints are dropping at the same time.
I like
next
it.
Tuesday.
I like the two of you hosting together. That's like super smart, good guys.
Wow, did that get cautionary toward the middle there?
I'm just going to say, like...
The clothes are going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it's just going to be dapper.
Do you guys have to call each other about suits?
No, because he tends to wear earth tones, and I go navy blue almost all the time. So I know that the pocket squares are going to be wild, I'll tell you that. And Paul's wearing kind of a 70s porn mustache now. I don't know if you've seen him lately, but he's...
I have. Can you get one by next Tuesday?
You so don't want me in a porn mustache.
I hope Osama
it's
bin Laden...
It's way too authentic when I wear one. You can actually hear the music playing. Ding dong, I brought a pizza.
With a strategic hole in it.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to plug, Jen? Got any upcoming gigs or
no
appearances?
No, unless you want to go to Boston on June 11th. Oh, well, this well, is going not, on the internet. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Nobody in Boston listens to this.
You know, I don't even smoke pot, but I have ADD, and my meds wear off by this time, and so it's like the same effect.
Where are you going to be in Boston on June 11th?
At the Wilbur Theater doing stand-up comedy.
Oh, I love the Wilbur Theater. I was there a few weeks ago, and there was a drunk lady in the audience.
In Boston? Surely not.
I know. It was weird.
A whole
just
town.
Just the one, though. Just
that's
the
my
one.
Hometown, so take it easy, San Fran
really?
Boy.
There was just one woman. The rest of the crowd was fantastic.
Boston
it's a great
like
facility.
A suburb outside of the city, and then I lived in the city for a while.
Okay. All right.
I'm not living in Western Mass and calling it Boston.
What do you have coming up, Kyle?
I'm out there, you know. I'm just
just I know your shit's crazy.
I'm just just out there doing
way
it.
Out there.
I just put a bunch of new dates up on my website, so you check
what's
it out.
What's your website called? KyleKinane.com?
KyleKinane.com. Or I'mDeadAndIt'sAllMyFault.com. There's another website I run.
For people who like typing more.
Yeah.
Kyle Kinane, that's too easy. I'm dead and what?
I'm dead and it's all my fault.
All right.
It's very morbid.
I also forgot to...
It's got a thing. There's a theme to it.
Oh.
Now, the losers, so to speak, I didn't even pick people to play for, but the losers get to name the shithead at the end of the show, so I guess... Or you know what? You guys come back, do the name tank thing again. I'll try to play the game more properly. And when you're a winner, please don't come back again and try to sit there and win. That's a rule I should have made a long time ago. Because I'm not going to remember. You guys have to be self-policing. If you see somebody that's won already sitting in that row over there with a name tag, just tell them that they can't do that. And then fight. Physically fight. All right. I really dragged out the ending here. But my plugs are I'll be at the comedy stage at Bonnaroo this year. That's Friday, June 11th and Saturday, June 12th, 2010. And the Benson Eruption will be performed again at Largo in Los Angeles on Monday, June 14th, 2010. Thanks again to my guests, Kyle Kinane, Jen Kirkman, Greg Proops, the AST Records family. And I'll just say, Doug Benson is a shithead. And Doug Benson is a shithead.